It is surely, truly good to be in God's house.
Yes, it is.
And I thank the Lord for that. And I worked on this message yesterday, Brother Jason. I wept and cried. I got up early in the morning. I went back there and I prayed and got in the Word of God. And I felt like the Lord just got in the pen and I just wrote a message on this paper this morning. But I want you to turn with me to John chapter 10. St. John's Gospel in chapter 10. Notice the red letter edition. Jesus is talking. He's not talking just to them back then, but he's talking to us this morning, to us today. Notice what Jesus said. John 10 and 1. Verily, verily, it means truly, truly, of a truth. Of a truth. I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now Jesus is not only talking about himself here, but he's got under shepherds, and he's got shepherds here in this world and over a flock that leads the sheep in and out to find pasture. Thank God.
Yes.
To him the porter openeth, and the porter here typifies the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost, who is it that opens a door to help bring the sheep in through the door? Jesus is the door. It's the Holy Ghost, the porter.
Yeah.
He stands at the door.
Thank God.
He calls and he draws with conviction to bring sheep, new sheep, through that door.
Yeah.
To him the porter openeth, and the sheep what? Hear his voice.
Hear his voice.
He calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And here's where I want to focus. He goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. For they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake to them. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Go over to verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they finish it for me.
They follow me.
With God's help this morning, I titled this, Yes, Lord, I will follow. That's a mouthful. Have you made up your mind to follow him?
Follow him.
Would you go through a desert to follow him?
Come on now.
Would you cross a sea to get to him? Come on. Would you go through raging storms to get to him? Would you climb the highest hill and the highest mountain? Would you do that to follow him?
Come on, Red Tom.
No.
Would you go through those desert places and hot, dry times?
Oh, God.
Would you still follow him? If the valley got so deep and the shadows filled it and you couldn't see to the end of it, would you still follow him this morning?
Come on now.
Oh, God. Brother Jason, I read this to Mary after I wrote it. It flowed. I wept and cried. I brought it in the kitchen. I feel like it's prophetic for a lot of people. How many has ever told the Lord, Yes, Jesus, I will follow you. You all know me. I've been teacher for 45 years, close to it, out of the 46 years that I've been saved. I told my Lord that on a Sunday night over 46 years ago in a little white wooden country church on a hill, I told him those words, "I'll follow you, Jesus." And it still holds true today. I've never, ever forgotten the call, and I've never forgotten the draw when Jesus spoke to me that night and said, "Come to me.
Come to me.
And follow me." I got up from my seat, and when I did, I left the past behind. I came to the altar, and I brought all of my sins and my troubled soul to God at the altar. And there at the altar, I gave my heart to Jesus. I told him, I said, "Jesus, I don't know how to pray, but if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home." I told him that I'd serve him. "Lord, I'll follow." And it still holds true this morning. I surrendered my will that night. And Jesus gloriously saved me. He totally turned me around. He changed me when I could not change myself. He saved me when I didn't have the answer to save myself. He forgave me. He put his love down in my heart. When I got up from the altar that night, I was happy. Brother Earl, I was free. I was a child of God. Jesus had now become my Lord. And he became my everything and my all. It was that night so long ago that I started my spiritual journey. It's not been an easy one. It ain't been an easy one.
Come on.
No. I've had my ups, Brother Jason.
Yes.
And I've had my downs.
Okay.
I've had my faults.
Yes.
I've had my failures. I've had my trials.
Yes.
I've had many of them. I've had hard battles. I have fought. Yes. I have fought to keep my head above water at times. Yes, I've been knocked down. The devil knocked me down and knocked the air out of me. This is what I wrote yesterday. I came to places in the road, rough places in this road in serving God that were narrow and steep. I faced doubts many times and had to battle it with everything in my heart. Have you been there?
Come on now.
Can you identify with that?
Oh, yeah.
I have battled doubts.
Yeah.
Yes, I've had the enemy to tell me it's no use. It's not doing any good. You ain't going anywhere. You ain't going to make it. It's too hard. Why don't you surrender? Just quit. Turn back. Give up your commitment. It ain't worth the toil and the tears and the letdowns. I wept, I bawled in the kitchen reading that to her.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I teach this because I've been there.
Yeah.
And if you ain't been there, you will be.
Yeah.
When you give your all and you feel let down and you don't feel satisfied, And the enemy comes and he battles you with doubts and you begin to doubt you've even been called. At times you feel like, "Who am I?" Yes, I've had the enemy to tell me that. But way down in my heart, something wouldn't let me go. Raise your little hand and praise him. Way down deep. Way down in my soul, way down in my heart, something wouldn't let me go. God had a purpose for me. Hallelujah. He had a will just for me. The word still rung out. that Jesus told me in 1974, April the 28th, between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. The words still ring out this morning over 46 years later. Jesus is still saying to me, follow me. Keep right on following me. Keep right on. Let me lead you. You know what? You can't follow the Lord. Hallelujah. Unless He leads you, you have to be led by the Spirit. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, I want to be led by your Spirit. I'll never go wrong, Lord, if I listen to you and I keep following you.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, God. Brother Jason, I just couldn't get away from the call. And I just could not get away from the draw.
Come on.
There's just something there. It's the Holy Ghost. I still remembered I told Jesus, I'll serve you.
I'll serve you.
I'll follow you, Lord, and do your will. You think Jesus ever got discouraged?
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how Paul felt, Missy, Sister Missy. How he come into the towns and stuff, and the majority of the people didn't want to hear him, and they was away with him like they cried to Jesus, we don't want this man over us.
Yeah,
we don't want him telling us what to do and how to live.
Right.
Wonder how Simon and Peter felt. Won't you get in there and read the epistles and read the letters of Paul? These men fought for everything that they believed in their heart to keep following Christ.
Yes.
And it paid off. I'll follow you, Lord, and I'll do your will. Can I tell you this morning that I have sailed through storms? How many's ever been in a storm?
Yeah.
I've been battled, Brother Jason, in my mind.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, and I'll open it up to you this morning, if it went for her. You know, it's amazing when God does put you together, put somebody in your life, when one's up the other one. When one is down, the other one is up to help.
Right.
Ain't that the way it's supposed to work?
Yes.
There've been times and Mary can tell you, I wanted to fold the Bible and just lay it aside. I just, forget it.
Yes.
But right there, I had somebody that took me to the Lord. Somebody loved me.
Somebody loved me.
See, Mommy and Daddy's gone now. And Sister Missy, I know where they are. And I was thinking just through all of this, the prayers my Mommy and Daddy prayed for me, they still live on. Those tears are still bottled up in heaven. The Lord still hears and remembers those prayers that Mommy and Daddy prayed, but they're gone. But somebody, God always gives you somebody in your life, if it's a husband, a wife, somebody in the family, a pastor in a church, God has put somebody in your life to encourage you to hold on. I feel like that going all over me.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Won't you slip your little hand up right now to me?
Lord, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's worth it. I want to tell the church this morning it's worth it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Everything that you've done for the Lord, it's worth it.
It's worth it.
All your labor, your toils, your tears, your tithes, your offerings, your prayers, your messages, your songs. It's all worth it. Your faithfulness, your commitment, it's still worth it. Hallelujah. I'm glad we came through those wooden doors this morning. I stood right there and watched and felt the Spirit of God move. And how He comes and lifts loads. And He comes to encourage. Hallelujah. You know what I believe with all of my heart this morning? I'm going to keep following. Raise your little hand and praise Him. I'm still going to follow Him. I'm going to be one of those sheep that hear His voice. Yes. Hallelujah. I don't want anyone to listen to the enemy. No, there's other voices. There's many voices out there that will talk to you and whisper to you when you're down and when you're up against it and when you got mind battles. But there's another voice. Amen. How many can say, I'll never forget the call, Brother Tommy. I'll never forget the draw. I know I can go back in my memory and I know what God's done for me, what He showed me, what He's brought me out of. I know the call. I know the feeling of it. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah. Praise God.
Yes.
I can't doubt him now.
Right.
I refuse to doubt him now.
Come on.
I've sailed through storms and I've battled battles in my mind, Brother Anthony. I've battled them. The waves had come, Brother Jonathan, and rocked my boat.
Yes.
It rocked it hard.
Yes.
Yes.
I got a fear of water. I respect it. These kids probably would get out in them kayaks when they go just, and the kayak just let this barely up out of the water. I said, look at that. I said, it's scaring me to death. The water just getting this much, getting in them kayak. Petrifies me. I said, it'd be my luck to get out there and just swap it a net or something, go over too far, and I'm down. I'm gone.
Yeah.
But you'd be amazed when you bring it to yourself spiritually and how fears come. Images come on what you see going on around you, and it can develop a fear. God ain't give us a spirit of fear. I've had my boat rocked. The mist from the troubled sea within, would at times blind me. You see, the mist can get it right in the mind right here, and it can blind you.
Right.
That I could not see my destination. Have you ever been there? How many's ever been to the place in your life that heaven was closer to you at sometimes more than others?
Yeah.
And you long for that time, Lord, when I sung that song, or when so-and-so sung that song, I felt heaven and I could see it. I could see the mansions and I could see the pearly gates. I could see loved ones. I could see saints rejoicing. But then again, things happen and our vision is blurred. We can't see a lot of times when the storm comes. Raise your little hand. Lord, help us this morning.
Oh,
Lord, help us this morning. Clear our vision. Listen, no matter how cloudy it gets, the sun will still be shining. Thank God. Go out in the middle of the day and it be dark enough, and I've seen my dusted out light come on right in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Sun was still shining. It's just the clouds temporarily just hit the rays.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help us.
Clouds.
Times I could not see the longed for shore that I was laboring to get to.
Yes.
But right in the middle of it all, Brother Jason, stood the call of God.
Yes.
Right in the middle of the sea, right in my boat, when I felt like I was all alone, there was still the call of God.
Right.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
I believe I can make it.
Yes.
They said Sister Mary Hampton told the church at Flatwoods Friday night, said it's coming to a time that everybody is going to have to learn how to pray more and get in the Word of God more than they ever have before with what we're facing if Jesus tarries. She said Paul was on board of that ship and said it looked like it was going down. What was it, 14 days? Was that 21 days? 14 days, the sun could not be seen, the stars could not be seen, and they was right in the middle of the Euroclydon, a horrible tempest, a hurricane, we would call it.
Yeah.
And Paul went down in the bottom of the boat, Sister Missy, and prayed until everything was in turmoil on top of that boat.
Got to hold God.
Everything. And Sister Mary said, you're going to people from the preacher to the lay people, to everybody in the church, is going to have to learn to get in the bottom of your boat, go to the bottom of your boat, and pray like you've never prayed, and pray till God speaks to you.
Right.
Yes.
Pray till God sends an angel to touch you. Pray until you pray through and you hear the voice of the Lord. Raise your hand and praise Him. I know where I'm coming from.
Yes.
I know where I'm coming from.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. And what was it? The angel stood by him, the angel of the Lord, and said, fear not, Paul, for the Lord hath given unto thee all those that sail with thee, 276 souls. Not a hair of their head shall perish, and you will go and preach in Rome.
Thank you.
Glory to God. You will.
That's the Lord.
I called you. The call is still there. Give him a wave offering. The call. I can't get away from the call, and I can't get away from the draw. It don't matter how dark it gets or the rain is a-pouring. It don't matter the storms and the mist. The call of God is still just as real and fresh as ever.
Just as real.
Woo!
Right in the middle of it all stood the call of God, just as real as the night in 1974 when Jesus said, "Follow me, child. Continue on. Don't give in. Don't give up. Keep pressing. Keep pressing." It was in these times I would have to reach down deep within me. Brother Anthony, reach down within me and answer God yet again and tell him, "Yes, Lord, I'll keep going." How many's ever had to reach down?
Oh yeah.
I don't know how y'all pray. I mean, prayer is prayer, and it's seeking the face of God. But I've often told the Lord when I get down and just seem like the words wasn't enough, and I'd say, "Holy Ghost, sweet Spirit that dwells within me, Holy Ghost, help me, help me." And he comes with groans. He comes with utterings within me. I reach down with everything that I've got. And he rises up in me and helps me to go on.
Yeah.
There's a reality in this.
Yeah.
So I reach down. I tell the Lord, "There's no retreat, God."
Right.
"There's no compromise now. I started out to go all the way, and I mean to make it. I've started out to run this race, Lord, and I ain't a quitting now. I mean to make it. I've truly found that in my darkest times and the deepest valleys, a light was there to light my way. It might have been dim, oh, with the darkness all around. You can turn all the lights out and put black plastic all over these windows and make it pitch dark in here. But you'd be surprised, light one little candle and the light that it can give, you can find the door."
Yes.
Yes.
Thank God there's a light, Brother Jason, still guiding me. Still lighting my path, Brother Earl. That light's still shining just as bright as it did in 74.
Yes.
Glory.
So that little light that began to shine was Jesus.
Come on.
There was my Savior all along he was there. Mm-hmm. He was there still with me when I was a-battling. I have found out that through him, I can make it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to finish my course with joy. No man, no devil, no world can ever take that away from me.
Yeah.
The government, the media cannot drown it.
No.
Lord, I've made up my mind. Oh, I felt that go all over me. I've made up my mind. Raise your hand and praise him. Oh, sweet Jesus, I'm glad I made up my mind a long time ago.
Yes.
I'm going to follow him.
Yes.
Regardless of the discouragement, regardless what my eyes see and the doubts that come, I made up my mind. I'm going to hug my dad and my mom again, Brother Jason. Hold them in my arms. I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind that I've never seen Jesus. I've never seen literally his nail prints in his hands and his feet. I've never looked upon my Savior. I sure felt him many, many, many times. I felt his love when he reached to me. I've had his hand to lay upon me. He said, "Come on, son," and he raised me back up on my feet. I have fallen. Yes, I have fallen. Lord, have mercy. Have I ever fallen and doubted out like Thomas? But I've had Jesus, the Good Shepherd, slip his arms right under me and lift me back up and lay me on his shoulders when I could not even guide myself. I could not help myself. I could not pull myself up with my own shoe straps.
Yeah.
Jesus came. That's the reason I keep it going and I keep it following, because I know in times past he's never let me down, and he's going to help me now. Give him a wave offering. He's going to help me now. It's going to help me now. He ain't walked out on me. People might walk out. They might let you down, but there is one that never will.
Never will. Right.
Praise God.
Yes.
Anybody get anything out of this?
Amen.
I'm just making a confession. I went back in my life from the time I got saved, and I was how that the Lord has carried me at times.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He carried me.
Carried.
I don't remember exactly how to put it into words, but that poem, you know, about the footprints in the sand. What was it, that writer that wrote the poem says, you know, says I was down on the shore and says, Lord, says, how is it? And when I was going through all these things, you know, and stuff, and you was there. I seen the pretty sunsets. And I've been blessed. And I waded in the waters of the ocean, and it just felt good. The breeze was good. I heard the birds singing. But how is it? And why, Lord, is it that when all things just began to fall apart, and I was going through hardships and sorrows, and things was going wrong, and I was a sufferer, just things going wrong. Why is it, Lord, that I looked down and they wouldn't know two sets of footprints anymore? Lord, where are you at? I'm all alone. And then the voice of the Lord spoke and said, dear child, you're not alone. Because when you looked down in the sand and you saw footprints, it was me carrying you.
Carrying you.
I was there the whole time carrying you, and I had you right in my side. Raise your hand and praise him. Love him.
Yes.
Love him this morning.
Yes,
love
Lord,
him.
Lord, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I like to say this one. I felt that. God will carry you.
He will.
Yes.
God will lift you.
Yes, he will.
God will hold to you. He'll encourage you.
Yes.
Yes.
Has he done it before?
Yes. Oh, yes.
My Lord.
Yes.
Holy God. I know I didn't read many scriptures in this lesson, but
come on.
He was still with me. I have found out that through him,
he's still with
me. I can make it.
Yes.
Listen. Nobody can take that away.
Nobody.
Not even a trial. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to continue on.
Right.
Until I hear Jesus say, well done.
Right.
Now that's something.
Come on in.
His uncle, what was it he said?
Your Uncle Larry would say, Jesus can't tell you well done if you didn't hang in there.
Didn't live well done.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't give up now.
Right.
How many believes that God loves his son?
Yeah.
Do you? Do you believe that he really loves you?
Yeah.
How strong is that love then? Listen to Jesus' words. John 15:9. As the Father hath loved me. That's a strong love. God loves his son. As the Father loved me, so have I loved you.
Yeah.
I love you with the same amount of love. Glory to God. Woo! He said, continue ye. In my love. Keep going. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Circle that word, continue. Underline it. Highlight it. Underscore it. Star it. Continue on in the grace of God. Get it down in your heart this morning and say, Lord, I've made up my mind. I'm going to serve you. I can't get away from the call, and I can't get away from the draw.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Give him a wave offering. Thank you, Lord, for what we felt in the house of the Lord this morning. It's real. Hallelujah. We know that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, to rob, to destroy. He's a joy robber and a peace stealer. Ain't you glad for the house of the Lord and the presence of God? He comes down and he encourages. And it's just his way of saying, you can make it. I'm still for you. Hallelujah. Read you a little poem. Though the way may be lonely and dark the shadows fall, I know wherever it leadeth that my Father planned it all. The sun may shine tomorrow, the shadows break and flee. 'Twill be the way that he chooses, the Father's plan for me. He guides my halting footsteps along the weary way, for well he knows the pathway will lead to endless day, a day of light and gladness on which no shade will fall. It's still at last, it's this at last that awaits me. My Father has planned it all.
Oh,
So I'll sing through the shade, and I'll sing through the sunshine, and trust whatever befall, because His way is best, and it leads to rest. My Father planned it all. Can you say God's working out His will in me? Make me strong, Lord.
Make me strong.
After that you have suffered a while. Peter, tell us, Simon, have you ever failed? You better believe it. Have you ever fallen? Yeah, I went down. I've cut people's ears off. I told Jesus, I said, don't you dare to go to the cross. Will I be that far from him? What's wrong with you? Jesus tells Peter, Simon. Anybody that was willing to do anything, Peter would have been the very first, jump out of the boat. It didn't matter. I'll try anything. I love my Lord.
Yes.
But it was Peter that learned, just like we are learning this morning. After you have suffered for a while, the Lord will establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Stick your hand up and look.
Glory, 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 glory.
I feel like we're more settled, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
I really, really do. God has come by and just put our roots right down and settled us this morning right through it.
He sure did for me.
Thank God.
Glory,
yes. Thank God. I'm warm. How many of us this morning is determined to go all the way with the Lord? Let me see your hands.
Yes.
Do you have a made-up mind, no matter what comes or what goes, that you're going to follow Jesus and keep serving Him?
Come on, brother.
Did you tell Him that years ago? Does it still hold true today?
Yeah.
Can you feel that inside your heart still
glory,
there?
Glory.
Is the call and the draw still fresh in your mind and in your heart?
Oh, God.
Or has the burden, the desire, seemingly just been smothered out by life's cares? If they want to come, I ain't going to hold this. I feel like I've delivered my heart. I really have, Brother Jason. I got six more pages, but I can't do it if the Lord says, just hold it off. Can we just find a place this morning and say, Lord, I just thank you. I just want to thank you. What was it? Dottie Rambo says, Lord, I didn't come. She wrote the song, Lord, I didn't come to ask you for anything. I just come to thank you, and I came to praise you. And sometimes we can do that and say, Lord, I look back to where I've been, where you brought me from, what you've done for me. How could I doubt you now? Oh, what a Savior. As they play and sing. Love Him, children. Love Him. Love Him. I feel so
strong. When I first heard of Jesus, His love and His grace, to think of Him take my place.
Yes, Lord.
I cried, Lord, I'll go with you every step of the way. That's all I can do.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
My debt to repay. I love Him too.
Put it in my heart, God.
When I told Him that I loved Him,
it was easy to say.
It seemed easy to say.
But harder to prove it.
But harder to prove it.
Oh, God.
When temptation came my way.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my good, I broke Him promises.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hanging on that rugged cross.
Take the soul's hands and grab a hold of the cross right now, right now. Cling to that cross. Savior now, see his smiling face, love in his eyes, mercy. Oh God,
make it somehow. I love him too much to ever fail.
Listen to this.
And my love for him has grown.
It's growing. It's growing.
Instead, just brings me closer,
yes,
to my eternal home. I'm just too close to heaven to turn back.
Sufficient.
I'm gonna make
it somehow.
I love him too much to fail him now. Too much to break my vow. Thank you.